saw some guys go out and perform and do things that needed to. It's good to see Cam out there. He's a little rusty. You know, he struggled a little bit in terms of his quarterback to running back exchange on one play in particular. But, you know, he's working himself back in. It's the first time he really had a chance to work those techniques. So it was good to see him. Made some nice throws. I was pleased with the wide receivers. Like what I saw from that bunch. And, you know, it's hard to tell as far as the line's concerned. We really won't see anything until we get into pads.
Cam said he's not really 100%, but he said he's good enough to be able to do everything. What do you think he needs to do to finally get that last little bit?
Well, I think he's just got to continue to work through it. I mean, a big part of right now is developing that footwork. And a big part of it, obviously, is getting that flexibility back in that ankle. So as he practices, goes through it by day, and, you know, we got to be smart with it, obviously. I think he'll work back into shape pretty soon. He looks good. His footwork, for the most part, in terms of getting his feet set, throwing the ball, looked pretty good out there.
He came up limping after that one throw. Was he okay on that? Or?
Yes. Well, the plan really is just to get him ready. I mean, for him to continue to work and work on the, you know, his conditioning, work on his leg strength, his ankle strength, and get himself 100%. And, you know, we'll play him accordingly as we go into this. We still got 2.5 weeks before we play. So, you know, again, I thought he looked good. He did some really good things. He's still working through it. We're still working on that leg strength, and it'll be good to see him as he continues to get better.
He came up limping that one time after the throw. Was he okay?
No, that's all part of it. You know, he's just getting that leg strength back, and as he continues to work through it, he's going to be all right. It's a great atmosphere, it really is, and, you know, it reminds me a little bit of the New Orleans Saints game we had last year. Crowd was energizing. Their support was tremendous. It's good to have them come out here and get behind us from day one.
What did you see out of today's practice in your eyes?
Well, you know, we saw that there's some things that we were doing really well. I was pretty satisfied with what we got from the wide receivers today. It's hard to tell as far as the offensive line was concerned because we're not in pads. I like the communications, though. I really thought we talked well on defensive side of the football. I thought Cam's retention in terms of getting under center, making the checks, making the calls and adjustments was very good.
Coach, I think it was 36,000 fans here tonight. That's an impressive way to start tonight.
It was. It was very impressive to have 36,000 fans out here. Excited about the energy they brought to the team. A lot of the guys came up to me and they were pretty amazed at this big crowd. And in fact, some of our small college guys said this is the biggest crowd they've ever been in front of. So it was kind of neat to hear that.
It looked like a couple plays, Cam was kind of coming off a little gingerly. He said, I'm not 100%.
No, he's not. He's working through it, and this is all part of his rehab is to get out and work it now. You know, he did everything he was supposed to. The doctor feels very confident about his ankle. Now it's just a matter of him getting in shape and getting that ankle stronger.
Well, how confident are you that it'll be 100%, you know, come the 1st of September?
I'm very confident. I'm not concerned at all. Based on what I'm being told, based on what I'm seeing, I'm excited about it.
Does he have some limits on him, or are you like kind of limiting how many, like, seven-step drops?
No, there's no limit we have on him because he's got to work himself back into shape, and this is all part of it.